11 Ohio State players at the NFL Combine in Indy. So it makes sense that 11 Warriors would be there to document it all. And Dan Hope joins us right now from the Circle City. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. D. Hope in the house. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so you talk to all these guys, and there's, you know, there's certainly some interesting stuff with Jeff Okuda and him kind of bowing up to anybody that wanted to dissect his tape, but that's what this is about, right? A lot of this stuff, Dan, a lot of the questions these guys are asked, especially by the teams, they're designed for reaction one way or the other, right? And I've always, you know, pointed out that quote from Miracle, you know, about Jim Craig. Is this because I didn't take your test? No, I want the guy in the net that wouldn't take the test. And I think a lot of these questions, you know, we rip them apart about stupid questions. A lot of the stupid questions are actually designed to see if these guys will take the bait. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I don't think the reporter's description of his play was accurate, but I did think it was a great response by Jeff. I think to say what he said, I didn't have any pass interferences. I didn't have any holding penalties. That's evidence to back up, you know, what he's saying, that, you know, he's not a sloppy player. Watch the film and, you know, go see what he can do. And, you know, I think just in general, I think Jeff Okuda is a guy who, you know, you watch him at the podium in an event like this, he handles himself so well, does a great job answering all the questions, is a guy that you can tell has really thought about the craft of his game, not just being a talented player, but somebody who also, you know, studies the game really closely and understands the process that he's getting himself into. And so I have a feeling he's probably really impressing teams in his interviews this week.
Oh, I'd absolutely say so, Dan. And so after that question where he said, asked about the sloppy play, and he said, what do you mean that leads to the, you know, the holding penalties and stuff like that? Because oftentimes, like, usually people are expecting something like that and then a little bit of a follow-up. And you know, Jeffrey Okuda is a very, like you said, he's a very intelligent guy. He's very thoughtful. He's not really arrogant. He doesn't speak a whole lot. But he's very factual with what he said. I mean, what was the follow-up? What was the next question like? Because I think most people have only seen your soundbite out there on Twitter.
Yeah, I think they moved on after that pretty quick soundbite. But the question that he was initially asked was that he had a tendency to get kind of sloppy. And then Jeff Okuda responded, sloppy how? And the reporter really didn't have a great answer for it other than, suggesting that he had penalties, which, you know, may have been the case a couple of years ago, but it certainly wasn't the case this past season.
No, I think first of all, I mean, we all have eyes. Did he miss an open field tackle? Certainly. Did he miss a big one on Jonathan Taylor and, you know, in the Big Ten championship? Yeah, the guys can miss. It happens. But you're right to label that, to maybe elicit a reaction. I thought his reaction was good. It was confident. It wasn't a complete overall, like, sensitive defending. I thought it was very smart. All right, when it comes to the other guys, a lot of these guys, give us some of the highlights. Certainly I've read about Mack and the 40 and Dobbins and Jonah Jackson and guys that have performed really well, bench press especially there. Give us some of the highlights of the Buckeyes and how they did at the Combine so far.
Yeah, I think so far, you know, I thought J.K. Dobbins put up a really good number in the bench press. 23 reps of 225 pounds. That's tied for fifth among all running backs. So not a surprise that he would do well there, but I think, you know, that was a strong start for him. We're not sure if we're going to see him in on-field workouts today because he is still recovering from the ankle injury he suffered against Clemson. So that might be it for him. But I think, you know, if that was it, I think that was a good showing for him. Jonah Jackson as well had 28 reps in the bench press, which was tied for sixth among offensive linemen. So pretty strong for him. The receivers, the only ones who have gone for the on-field workouts so far. Not a great day for them, I would say. You know, running 40s, Mack was 4.59. Hill and Victor were both 4.60. Not the times that I think they wanted, but at the same time, I don't think anyone was really expecting them to run the kind of times that Paris Campbell and Terry McLaurin did last year, because that's not really their game. So probably not quite what they were looking for, but, you know, I think they had their moments in the pass catching drills. And then, you know, the defensive guys, we'll see them over the next few days. Okuda said today that he is planning to do everything. So I think he's certainly a guy you look at as somebody you could have a really big workout. Chase Young isn't going to do anything, but You know, you also have guys like Damon Arnette and Malik Harrison who are great athletes who I think are guys who could, you know, potentially draw some buzz for themselves if they have good performances this weekend.
Absolutely. That's a big piece. We're talking with Dan Hope of the 11 Warriors, talking Ohio State Buckeyes at the draft. He's there in Indy and on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And, Dan, you know, we talked a little bit right there before that about Jeffrey Okuda. You mentioned he's going to do everything, some of the stuff that happened at the podium. Chase Young, you know, made some ripples, I think, last night by coming out and saying he thinks he's the best player in the combine. Were you part of that media scrum right there while he was at the podium? And what was kind of the general reaction to his statement?
Well, I think it's a pretty factual statement. You know, I think for him to say that, I think that's what he should think. I think if you're Chase Young, if you're Joe Burrow, even if you're Jeff Okuda, I think you should think that you're the best player in the draft because, you know, that's the kind of confidence that you want to see from a guy who's a top pick. So I don't think that's a controversial comment anyway. I think it's exactly what you want him to think. And, you know, I think his reasoning was sound for not working out and saying that, you know, he just wants to focus on being the best football player he can be. And he just wants to focus on training from a football perspective. And certainly he has a rare amount of leverage that almost nobody else in the draft has where he can come right out and say, I'm not going to run a 40 and it's not going to hurt him in any way. That's the level of prospect he is. Other guys don't have that same kind of leverage and flexibility, but I don't fault him at all for the decision he's making because he doesn't need to run a fast 40 or have a great vertical jump to prove that he's an elite athlete. We can already see that in his tape. So it allows him to just focus on just kind of continuing to own his technique as a football player and prepare for his rookie season in the NFL.
Dan Hope with us from 11 Warriors on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. All right, so we've certainly attacked Chase Young and Jeffrey Okuda and what they're going to mean to teams. Everybody knows that. The people you talk to and the guys you're covering there at the combine, you know, who do you think has the ability to be the biggest riser in the draft and some guys that maybe from Ohio State that could really open some eyes this weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, I go back to Damon Arnette. I think he's a guy who had a really big senior year, but there's still some of those lingering questions out there about him. I think if he can go out, first of all, test really well on Sunday, have a good workout that shows off his athleticism, and then I think it's also important for him to interview well, to show NFL teams how much he's matured, you know that he is ready for that next level. I think he's a guy that can really help himself. You know, Malik Harrison's a guy, I mentioned him before, but he's a guy that I look at as somebody who I think has maybe been a little bit overlooked over the last few years because he was playing with Chase Young, because he was playing with Jeff Okuda. I'm not sure if his play the last couple of years was necessarily appreciated as much as it should be, but you look at a guy with his size, and if he can test really well, put up, you know, impressive numbers in the 40 and the jumps and the agility drills on Saturday, I think that's a guy who could really start to generate some buzz because I think he's a guy with his kind of size is probably going to test better than a lot of guys with similar measurables to him.
All right. Well done, Dan. We appreciate you hopping on at a busy time. Thank you very much, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.